You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY. Our partnership with Concentrate Media, an online-only news publication focusing primarily on positive news in our community. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're joined now by Sarah Rigg, Project Manager for On the Ground IPSY. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Every week, Sarah joins us on WEMU to talk about what she's writing about this week. And what is the focus of your story this week?
My focus is on Contacto Michigan, a Spanish language multimedia company that's headquartered in downtown Ypsilanti. I just thought it was interesting because I didn't know about it until recently, and I figured a lot of our readers didn't know about it.
Yeah, what exactly does that mean?
Well, they started off doing things like, videotaping weddings, providing Spanish subtitling for various things. But then they've recently branched out to having a Spanish language internet radio station as well, which they call Contacto Michigan Ypsilanti.
Listening to a little bit of it right here. Contacto Ypsilanti. Now that's an internet radio show, right?
That's right. And they record in a studio that's right in downtown Ypsilanti. It's next to Encuentro Latino restaurant across from the Michigan Avenue branch of the library.
Is it a 24-hour operation or how long are they on?
They have several live shows, but then they just play, recorded music and advertisements the rest of the time. But yes, they are, broadcasting 24/7.
What are some of their signature shows?
So the one that most people are most likely to stumble across is their morning show because it's 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday. It's called El Pariente, which translates to the relative. And it's sort of like a little persona, on-air persona for the DJ Javier. He says it's kind of like, people call each other cuz or cousin. It's just a way of showing that you're familiar of a familiar, friendly person in your life.
So DJ Javier is doing a live morning show?
It's a live show. He plays music and they also live stream video on Facebook. So he plays music. Sometimes he sings along with it. He chats with guests. He has a cooking show sometimes. It's really, really unusual and very diverse.
And all of this is coming to you from downtown Ypsilanti.
That's right.
So you say he sings on the morning show?
He sure does.
So tell us about Javier.
Oh, he's a character. I talked to Alicia mostly over Messenger, and I talked to another woman, Silvana, that does a cooking show by phone. But I did actually get to see Javier in the studio, which is in downtown Ypsilanti. He's there recording live, although they also travel. I don't think I mentioned this in the story just because there was a lot to talk about, but they also live cast from Chela's out in Dexter, and they occasionally broadcast from a Mexican restaurant in Detroit. And he wears this little white 10-gallon hat, and he's just a very personable person. He's very curious about his audience. Because it's internet, they're heard by people all over Central and South America, Guatemala, Venezuela, Honduras. He'll ask them, like, what kind of food do you eat there? And then sometimes he'll replicate it on a cooking segment on the show, where it's like, what's your favorite song that's, popular in the country that you come from? And then he'll rehearse it and sing it on a future show. And they also invite people who are, trying to... who are also singers or musicians of some type to come on the show and sort of get a little exposure on the El Pariente show as well.
Who knew this was going on in downtown Ypsilanti?
I know. I found this is one of the benefits of having done On the Ground Ypsilanti for so long. I get people come up to me and just give me story ideas. They're like, did you know that this existed? And I'm like, no, I did not.
Do you think he has a local audience here in Washtenaw County?
Oh, right. Yes. They say they have a lot of audience in Ypsilanti, Detroit and Pontiac. I'm not sure why Pontiac. They do have quite a large local audience, but they also pick up some international audience as well.
Taking a preview look at your story, you talk about part of the mission of Contacto Michigan. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. It's about bringing people together is both what the owner, Alicia Duque, and Javier said to me. It's about bringing people together, disseminating information. They try to stay away from religion and politics, but they do talk about current events, and sometimes people will write in and say, I think I'm being discriminated against on the job, or I need to find a lawyer who speaks Spanish. And, you know, Javier is happy to try to connect them with local resources that can help them. So it's very much a sort of very community-oriented organization.
And we're kind of moving backwards here, but you mentioned Alicia Duque, who is currently in Mexico. We tried to connect with her to share her as part of this interview. There's a story about who she started this effort with. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. She had a friend named Carla, and she and Carla sort of brainstormed the idea for this Spanish language multimedia company. And she originally wanted to highlight some of Carla's talents. Carla had worked at the Arab American Museum, and she was a social worker, and she was I think legally blind. I know that she's visually impaired, but you still was a world traveler. And before she could, you know, help launch Contacto, she disappeared in Peru and is still to this day, nobody knows what happens to her. She's one of the disappeared. And so Alicia, with a heavy heart, decided she was going to go ahead with the mission sort of in Carla's honor.
Wow, that's a powerful backstory. And are they still hopeful she might be alive?
It's been a long time. It's been 2018, but, okay. You know, they keep hope alive.
You mentioned that there's a cooking show and a wellness show called Curate en Salud. Am I saying it right? Heal and Health?
Curate en Salud. Yes, yeah. It means healing and health. It's a little bit nonsensical even in Spanish, but it's basically a health and wellness show that's run by three ladies who are from the Seventh-day Adventist community, and many of those folks are vegetarian. And so they focus a lot on healthy cooking, although they do talk about other things like exercise and, you know, other health-related things, but a lot of their show is related to cooking. So February was Heart Health Month, so they talked about healthy ways to prepare avocado other than scooping them up with greasy, salty chips.
Oh, that's a bad thing? Okay.
And Javier also does his own cooking show, or else sometimes he comes on and cooks with them. Like I said, this is live streamed on Facebook, so you can see him. He'll ask listeners what kind of food is popular where they live, and he'll try to recreate it on his show. And he's been a cook at several different, or chef at several different restaurants around the area, so I understand he's pretty talented. I didn't get to sample any, though.
The three women, are they local from the Ipsy area?
To my knowledge, they're from the Ipsy Ann Arbor area. The one woman I talked to, Silvana, is definitely from the Ann Arbor Ipsy area, yes.
And every day you can watch him do the show live on Facebook?
9 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. And I also want to mention that they recently picked up two English language shows, too. So not all of their programming is in Spanish, but the majority is.
If you're on Facebook, what would you look for?
Contacto Michigan.
Ypsilanti?
I think it's just Contacto Michigan.
Okay, so it's over the overhead. And in addition to the radio station, what other services did you say they provide?
So they will do videography. You can take pictures. They have a green screen in their studio. So, you know, you can have different backgrounds put behind you, get professional pictures taken. And they've also started doing subtitling. So, like, they're going to be subtitling the English shows in Spanish for when they live cast it on Facebook. But they also provide other subtitling services, you know, just for regular clients.
And how long have they been doing this?
It's my understanding that the radio show is about 1 year old, and then the company as a whole is just a little bit older than that, late 2018, early 2019.
And we can read more about this in Concentrate Media's On the Ground Ipsy, right?
That is correct.
Sarah Rigg, thank you for sharing the story with us here on 89.1 WEMU. A little bit of the radio station going out here. And thank you for listening to On the Ground Ipsy here on 89.1 WEMU.